Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
High school volleyball once again is back here on a Tuesday night. And we bring you action from the Northeast Kansas League here in Easton, Kansas, home of the Rams of Pleasant Ridge. Tonight they host very familiar opponents, Morehill Mouth Academy and Horton. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Seth Tollefson in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Getting it set for this one here tonight, battle of Northeast Kansas League teams. All three have seen each other at one point or another already here in the regular season, Crendon. All three matchups tonight, starting with Horton and the host Rams, non-league. So again, these teams have already decided their fate, playing each other in league action earlier in the year, but now just trying to add a win to the tally.
Yeah, exactly, and wins are very important for really all these teams here again as we get to regionals pretty quickly around the corner. But I'll tell you what, that's the Horton Chargers. I mean, they're one of the top dog teams here in this Northeast Kansas League. Right now, 12-11 overall, 8-1 in Northeast Kansas League play. They're a great team. Last year, they took their first ever league title in the Northeast Kansas League. It was their first league title they've had as a program since the 80s as a volleyball team. And tell you what, they graduated two really great seniors, Piper Chartier and Carly Huffless, but they got a lot of great returning starters. They're going to be the team to beat tonight in this triangular, and we get them in our first matchup here, Horton against Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, we're getting set for the Chargers and the Rams, and as KP mentioned, the Horton Chargers, their first league championship in volleyball last season, first title in that sport in 35 years, and they are right in the mix in league action as we're coming down the home stretch here of the regular season. We're at Pleasant Ridge tonight. Rams, Ravens, and Chargers. Rams and Chargers due up first. Match 1 of 3, a final 2-minute timeout. First serve is coming your way next.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Morehill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morehill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Contact Crendon Prophet and Seth Tollefson, KNCH studio producer tonight. I'm Brandon Tedman. It's high school volleyball. Appreciate all of our sports boosters, sponsors, everything in between, making this Tuesday night broadcast possible. Moments away from... We talked about it before that break. Horton Chargers, just right above 500. They're 12-11, but they're 8-1 in league play. They're right in the mix there towards the top or at the top alongside Jefferson County North. We mentioned the three matchups tonight, all non-league games. So it's not going towards the league record. But again, these teams still have some league matchups here in the next week or two. Chargers are right there. trying to defend their league championship from last year, in which was the first in 35 years. On the other side, you got a Pea Ridge team, 8-9. They're right there, just a touch below 500. They're 3-6, kind of on the lower half of the league standings, but they got a deep roster, good senior class. Again, these two teams certainly familiar with one another, but excited to get this one going in a matter of months.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup, and I was able to call the regional championship game between Donovan West and the Horton Chargers, and it was a really emotional game. It went all three sets. I know Horton, again, they were really looking to add on to that very successful year, their best volleyball year for, again, over 35 years, but again, you know, this is a team that brings back so much experience. I mean, for example, Bobby Becker, a junior, she's a great player. I remember her a lot last year, getting her name in there, as well as Kara Coverstuff. She's really great at cover. She'll be at, she's a senior from Horton. So, I mean, this is a team that has already beaten these two teams here tonight, Mario Mount Academy and Pleasant Ridge. Horton, two of them straight sets. So, again, this is a team to beat tonight in this triangular, but Pleasant Ridge, don't doubt them. They're a team right now, 8-9 overall, looking to get to 500. They just won their last matchup. They want to continue.
Timeout. The first serve here at Pea Ridge is coming up next.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood, and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Set for the first serve tonight. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball here at Pea Ridge. I'm KNCA 139. Seth Collison, Brandon Prophet, Brandon Sandler with you. Keys to this first matchup here. Pea Ridge and Horton playing aggressive up in the net, being able to handle serves. I know, you know, big thing about high school volleyball, being able to get that ball over the net, getting quality serves in, and then being able to set your outside hitters. You know, those are all the key components here in volleyball. Being able to set up those outside hitters, great sets up in the middle, out to the outside, use that strong side, and get those hits in. All right, we are up on the mezzanine. Home of the Rams in the home white uniforms, all black for the road team Chargers as we sit here up top of bleachers. Pea Ridge closer to us, so they'll be hitting near side to far side here in this opening set. Chargers of Horton will be far side to near side here in set number one. Again, the Chargers defending league champions. They are 12-11. The overall mark, Pea Ridge coming in, trying to get a win tonight in this first matchup. Put them at 500 by now, a record of for Pea Ridge. And Addison, Callie Rush, Hattie Miller, and Bailey Abbott. Libero Ellis Sturton for the Chargers back middle row. You also got Kara Coverstuff. You also got Tiffin Lancer, a freshman, alongside Cheyenne Cummins and Bobby Becker. So here we go. First serve, first match, and the first set here tonight in Eastern Kansas. Early battle with the net. Chargers get it back across. Near side, Pea Ridge. Haley Cotton, Libero setting it up. Not much on the spot. A Horton reset. Strong back force to the net. Good defense by Horton. Or I should say by Pea Ridge. It drops down the Pea Ridge side for the Horton point. And the Chargers take an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, forcing a lift there on the near side here against Pleasant Ridge. Horton already with the early
There it is. So a 1-1 tie here to kick things off. Tell you what, it's something that you don't want to do. Get an early going point. Of course, once you get that ball behind a trusted player in your lineup like Bobby Becker, a junior returner here to this team, you're kind of hoping for her to get some sparks going here early, but giving that point right back to Pleasant Ridge with the service there. So a quick sub in for Pleasant Ridge along the front lines. Addie Miller, also Olivia Bell, just checked in, a freshman. A 1-1 tie here in this opening set, and an ace for Pleasant Ridge. That was Lilia Bell. Back here to serve near side to far side, so back-to-back points for the Rams, and 2-1 lead here at home in set one. And that's going to be back-to-back aces. Senior. Multiple aces, jersey number 24. Oh, good start for her. It's P. Ridge team again last season, 21-14, but this time after back-to-back aces, she goes into the net. Service error gives a point back to the Chargers. Rams 3, Chargers 2. Here's set one, match one here tonight. And Bell is just building a lot of momentum. We get back-to-back aces. You just want to drop another one, and unfortunately there for her, went right. Chargers far side, it's going to be the junior libero and Ella Sturton to send the serve near side. Popped up into the air by Horton, battling, getting it back left side. Kirsten Smith got a good whack at it, but Haley Heim was there to help send it back across for P. Ridge. Another setup for Horton, middle of the floor. Another dig by Heim, and then chasing it down was Bailey Abbott. She couldn't get there in time, and the nice dig by Heim goes by the wayside, and the Chargers tied at 3-3.
Yeah, it was a great smack right down the middle by Hutchinson from Horton. It's a nice kill shot.
So a 3-3 tie. Chargers and Rams here. Good setup here at Pleasant Ridge High School tonight. Bumped up into the air by Bell. Now they set up near side, and a good spike put down. That was Olivia Bell, the freshman. And breaks that spoiler, I should say, that 3-3 tie, and a 4-3 lead here for P. Ridge. So early on, just pretty scattered back and forth, and now the junior libero and Haley Heim back to serve near side to far side.
That was great recognition by the freshman as well, getting herself set up on the weak side and just put a nice kill down.
Standing a little more to her left on that serve, Horton sets it up front right, deflects it out, and the spike put down by the Chargers. Nicely played by Cheyenne Hutchinson. And once again tied up, this time at 4-4.
That's her second kill this time. She goes right against the double block, and sometimes that's the best way you can get a kill. Go against it, get right off the hand, and let that go out of bounds.
Serve near side, or far side to near side, Cheyenne Cummins is setting it up now for P. Ridge as they got to get it across with Lilia Bell, and a diving effort by Bobby Becker not there, and a point for the Rams. Alternating the last four, it's now 5-4 P. Ridge here in this opening set. Of course, Moorhill Mouth Academy, we'll see them in the other two matchups. Chargers and Ravens in match two, and then Rams-Ravens in our final matchup here tonight. That's going to be another ace for the Rams. How about that for Haley Heim? We have seen four aces already. The Rams, good way to earn some points, and now a 6-4 lead. Serve sent across, Callie Rush. Chargers set it up, and that spike attempt a little bit strong. Miss hit by Kirsten Smith. Shaking her head, knew she had an opportunity there. But three consecutive points now here for the Rams, and their lead is 3. Another serve by Callie Rush. Chargers set it up middle of the floor, and the spike goes into the net by Cheyenne Hutchinson. So back-to-back opportunities there, KP. They had good setups, the Chargers miss hitting.
Yeah, and right now it's about Pleasant Ridge taking advantage of momentum, and right now they just want to keep rolling with it.
And they get another one, another ace. Callie Rush putting on a show here behind the line. The quick timeout by the Chargers. The 9-4 advantage for P. Ridge here in set one. We'll step aside right after this.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chargers out of the timeout, get a big point, and now we're back to it for the second opportunity after the TO, and probably our best rally today. Chargers have it. They set it up middle of the floor, and a nice little finesse tap by Cheyenne Hutchinson. Back-to-back points for the Chargers out of the timeout. They're within 9-6.
Yeah, both those points were also for Hutchinson. Hutchinson, 4 kills already in this first set. She's doing a great job of getting herself involved in the up front of the net. Great communication on her team and being able to get that ball to her.
Chargers, just one senior, really key for them last year in that league championship run. A miss hit here on the front right portion of the net by Olivia Bell for Pleasant Ridge, and the Chargers, 3 consecutive points now. Out of that timeout, they are within 9-7. Far side of the floor, Kirsten Smith, a sophomore serving for the Chargers. P. Ridge scrambling front right, put it middle of the floor, and it's tapped across with one hand by Abbott. Now the Chargers get another good look and another hit into the net, this time by Bobby Becker. Seen a few crucial miss hits by this Chargers front. Third one here in this opening.
Well, right now, all the momentum on the Horton side has all come from Hutchinson. She's the only one who's had kills for the team. So, you know, if I'm Horton, I'm getting it to the player who's feeling hot right now, and that's Hutchinson.
Substitution in on the front line, a sophomore, Maggie Lance, jersey number 5 for Pleasant Ridge. P. Ridge now setting up for the serve, near side to far side, and Chargers scrambling just to get it back over, and they avoid it by keeping it alive. Now a chance for the player that just subbed in for Lance, and a point for Pleasant Ridge there to make it 11-7. And our first set score, P. Ridge out in front here at home. A win in this one gets him back to 500. Good dig on the far side. That was Ella Sturton to keep it alive for the Chargers. Now a good look for P. Ridge. That spike middle of the floor was hit too strong by Addison Sloan, and the Chargers, or maybe that point did come in, actually. It did stay in the line. All right, so nicely done.
Yeah, it was a great hit by Addison Sloan. I mean, again, it looked a little too long there, but it chipped right on that edge where you can put a credit card there and say, yes, it hit.
12-7, P. Ridge lead. That's opening set. Chargers set it up. The spike put down by Becker, but the Chargers now back on the defensive side. That one put in the back left corner, and that one is down. Another tightly squeezed corner play by Maggie Lance. Rams got a nice run here, 4 in a row. 13-7 is their lead.
Yeah, and they're just doing a great job of setting their upfront players and being able to defend Horton right now. I mean, it is right now guarding most of their points and also the service line, another ace.
Well, there's another ace. Miscommunication by the Chargers back line. The ace going to Isabella Bryan, the junior. So a nice run again, 14-7, largest opening set. Chargers a little frantic here, last few points, but they get it back across. Nice dig, sticking the hands out as Bryan to keep it alive. Now Lance gets it across, and it finds an opening. So Maggie Lance, freshly off the bench just a moment ago, providing a nice little spark for this Rams front line.
Well, again, a big thing for Pleasant Ridge. They have 6 different players who've been able to contribute into the scoring right now. For Horton, all their points have either come off service errors, attacking errors from Pleasant Ridge, or the 4 kills from Hutchinson. So someone's kind of got to give a little more effort there up front.
Chargers get a good look here. The dig by Himes kept it alive, and then Abbott sends it across on a free ball. Well, Haley Himes did a nice job on this back line, and there's a point for the Chargers, desperately needed. Bobby Becker makes it 15-8. Chargers finally get the serve back. Kara covers up, back on the floor. And Cheyenne Hutchinson will do the serving now.
That's exactly what I said. Get someone else involved. Bobby Becker getting her first kill.
Chargers set it up middle of the floor. Backline spike put down by Bryan, but the Chargers played it well. Now another spike. This one airmailed. It was set up for Bobby Becker right when she got involved that last point. Got another look. This time hit it too strong. It is 16-8, P. Ridge. Rams creating some separation here in this opening set. White uniform tops for them. The black road uniforms here for the Chargers. Covers up, had a good shot at it, but Sloan got it up into the air. Now a free ball sent back across by Bryan. Chargers tapping it across. Bumped up into the air by Bryan. Now we get a whistle. And the Rams against the Nets. Call against them. Chargers earn the point. Now 16-9.
Well, now if you're the Chargers, you just want to try to take advantage of this. Again, you've gotten a lot of easy points. You just got to start getting yourself more involved here in this game, especially up front of the net. Only 5 kills here for Horton.
So we'll see a freshman now serving duties. This is Tiffin Lanter. Going to sub back in on the front line here for Horton as well. That's Cheyenne Cummins. All right, P. Ridge, Abbott, there's the set. There's the Lance spike. Not much behind it. Dug up nicely by Sturton. And a whistle and a stoppage of play and a violation against the Chargers. We'll give that point to the Rams. Not sure if you saw the call, KP. Either way, 17-9. Rams get the serve back. It'll be Bailey Abbott, the senior. Sends it across, jersey number 37. Chargers play it front right. There's the spike, hit up into the air by Bryan. And then the second attempt by Himes. She goes diving into her own bench to try to get it. But the effort's solid, but couldn't quite get it back inside the line. So another point for Horton at 17-10. Now the Rams are up by 7.
Again, find some momentum here. Stir the ball behind that service line. Bobby Becker back there to serve.
Becker to her left, our right, towards the corner on the serve. Bumped up by Kleps, who was into the game on the back line. A spike attempt by Hattie Miller was no go. Now the Chargers set it up with Sturton up front. Heim pushing, left side Lance, spike tipped in the air, but it found an opening in front of the diving Sturton, back middle. 18-10, P. Ridge.
Man, Maggie Lance has just done a terrific night so far. She's about to get substituted out of the game here for Lily Bell. But, man, Lance already 4 kills here in this first set. She's working that weak side greatly. The setups to her have been also to perfection. She has been a key factor here in this first set for Pleasant Ridge.
You mentioned Lily Bell, the senior, back in. She'll serve. About middle of the floor behind the line. Rams up 18-10 on the Chargers here in this opening set. But that serve into the net by Bell. Couldn't quite get it, or that friendly kind touch that we see. Chargers will take that. 18-11. They get the serve back down 7. This will be Sturton, the junior libero, in the white uniform top. Sends it back right. Nice diving effort by Kleps to keep it alive. Now it's hit across by Rush, and that one too strong. Back-to-back points for the Chargers. They're within 6. It's 18-12.
Yeah, Rush had great vision looking to that right corner. Just went a little too strong, but you definitely saw where she was going to go.
Here's another serve by Sturton. As Heim got a dig on it, pushed over left side, the spike attempt, and Sturton got a hand on it. Third opportunity there for Horton. They can't get it over. Cummins had a chance, but a tough angle. Try to keep that one back and over the net. MP Ridge earns the point. 19-12, they lead. They get the serve back. Match one, set one here tonight. And it will be Haley Heim, junior libero, serving now for the Rams. Going down to get it was Bobby Becker, and now a tough setup, and that put Cheyenne Hutchinson in a tough spot. All she could do was stick her hand out in a desperation heave to get it across with the left hand. Leaning to her right, she could not do so, and it's 20-12.
Yeah, right now Horton's back row just not really handling all the serves right now in this game well, as well as those hits.
Here's a good setup, and the spike by Hutchinson into the net. So we've seen that multiple times here by the Chargers in set one, and now they're putting themselves in a hole. It's 21-12.
Yeah, and you kind of, I'm just going to kind of reframe what you just said, repeat what you just said, and that's, you know, putting yourself into a hole right now. That's what the Chargers have been doing, getting a lot of attacking errors.
Chargers get a good look. Here's the spike by Hutchinson, and again, another one into the net. Now, P. Ridge is all over it, but Chargers hurting themselves here. 22-12 now, 4 consecutive Rams points. Chance to put a bow on this opening set here tonight. And a win for P. Ridge gets him back to 500. Kirsten Smith with the bump. And Cheyenne Cummins had to just send it back across. The setup was not good. Now P. Ridge with a little tapper. Chargers played it well. Cummins again, just a little tapper across. Here's the set. Here's the late spike. Dug up into the air nicely by Becker. And now tapped over by Kirsten Smith. Good job here by the back line of the Rams to keep it alive. Chargers get another chance. Here's Cummins again. Once again, the Rams ready for it. Now it's pushed across by, that was Bell. Maybe the best rally we have. And at the end of it, the last few points, the Chargers getting a good look at the net, but right into it it goes.
man, our longest rally in Orton, just kind of, again, going against himself. A shout-out also to Heim back here. She did a great job of being able to get the JV ball off the varsity court and then quickly, not even a second later, made the play on the varsity ball.
So inching closer to the end of this opening set, barring a head. And into the back left corner. Again, miscommunication on that back line. It's Lilia Bell. From the front right portion of the net to the back left corner it went. And nobody there for Horton. Now it's set point at 24-12.
Yeah, Sturton, I think, just thought it was just going to go out, but it did not.
So a chance for Heim to end it. She gets it over. And it's going to be an ace, and it is, in fact, over. Set number one, a dominant end to it as Pledge runs here. And they beat Horton 25-12 here in the opening set. We step aside for a timeout. Next year on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Match one, set one for the home team, Pleasant Ridge Rams. They beat Horton 25-12 alongside Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tadman, and Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Pretty dominant, especially end to that opening set. It was 19-12. P. Ridge, they ran it the rest of the way, and a lot of unforced errors on the other side for Horton.
Yeah, there's a lot of unforced errors, but also Pleasant Ridge. They had seven players get involved in the scoring. Horton only had two players get involved in the scoring, one kill from Becker, four kills from Hutchinson. But as you mentioned, a lot of unforced errors, attacking errors from the Horton side. They had great setups. Unfortunately, Hutchinson and Becker just a lot of those kill shots, and that gave, again, a great edge to Pleasant Ridge. But you cannot... five aces in that set as well. They did have two service errors, but tell you what, both Bells, as well as Maggie Lance, she had four total kills to lead Pleasant Ridge. She did an incredible job from that weak side, and man, this Pleasant Ridge team is just using everyone out on the floor to get points.
Yeah, deep roster that has been heavily utilized here. For P. Ridge, again, they dominate the first set over Horton, 25-12. We switch sides of the floor. Now Chargers near side to far side, Rams opposite side of the floor. They'll hit far side to near side. So the Chargers, the opening serve here in set number two. It's a must win for them as Abbott tried to catch the Charger front line off guard. No go there. Cheyenne Cummins gets a look. Batted up into the air. Good dig by Rush. Now P. Ridge back middle. Just has to get it back over with Isabella Bryan. Now the Chargers with covers up with kind of an awkward hit, but the Chargers now scrambling here as the Rams got it back over. A couple of digs, and then a spike finally put down. We just talked about her. Maggie Lance picking up where she left off in set number one.
Yeah, exactly. Picking up right where she left off. She's still working that left side, that weak side, man. She just does a great job of elevating herself up off the ground and making terrific plays up there at the net.
Bailey Abbott to serve. 1-0 start here for the Rams in set two. Good look again for the Chargers. And playing it off the net was Sturton to keep it alive. Now covers up, got a look. Abbott got it in the air. Heim with the set, pushed across by Lance. It wasn't a good set for a good spike, and now the Chargers have it batted down by the front lines of the Rams defense. Callie Rush, I think, got her main paw on that one to put it down, and a defensive effort there gives the Rams a 2-0 lead. Another serve, and then a quick stoppage of play, and this might have been a rotational issue here for the Chargers.
Pleasant Ridge, already a 3-0 start here for the Rams.
And they closed out that opening set with seven consecutive points. 25-12 they won it. And now quickly off to a 3-0 start here against the Chargers. In set two is Bailey Abbott. The senior will serve it up again. Goes to the back left corner. Sturton popped it into the air. Another good look, and finally put down. It's Kirsten Smith who was able to do the damage there. Or wait, we got a stoppage.
Yeah, officials
it
there.
It should be the Chargers' point. I think the back judge might have not seen the tip at first, but that is a Charger point. And they're on the board. It's 3-1 here in this second set.
Yeah, it also goes down as Kirsten Smith's first kill of the game, so getting herself a little more involved here.
Well, there is some confusion right now.
Well, yeah, they have the scoreboard way wrong if it's going to be Pleasant Ridge's ball right now.
Right now, at that point that we thought went to the... But they gave the serve back, or they're going to replay this point, I think. So it's back to 3-0, so that point for the Chargers got taken off. Here's the setup. There's the spike. Dug up into the air by Lanter, the freshman, and now a stoppage of play. And once again, an issue there for the Chargers. I think they got covers up into the net.
Yeah, they got covers up into the net. And then, yeah, on that last one, both judges, they held up their thumbs, signaling that, you know, kind of a replay there of the point. But again, Pleasant Ridge, hot start, 4-0.
Another good serve there by Abbott. It's going to be an ace. Boy, put a lot of heat on it. Knuckleball variety. And that was too hot to handle for Ella Sturton. Just deflected way left off of her hands. And a 5-0 Rams lead.
Yeah, Pleasant Ridge has already have 7 aces here. Again, Torin, they're doing such a great job tonight.
Abbott finally sends one long. That stops going back to the end of that first set, KP. 12 consecutive Ram points. Leading over into the start here of set two, but now 5-1, and Horton finally on the board.
Well, if you're Horton, you just want to put a run together. You want to start chipping away some points.
Here's the serve by covers up, and that's not a good start. She goes right into the net. Well, the unforced errors have carried over for the Chargers here early on in set two. And even the good looks that they have gotten so far, KP, they just, whether it's timing on the jump, timing on the swing through, either way, a lot of good setups have not gone the way the Chargers have probably hoped here early.
Well, if you're Pleasant Ridge, again, this is the team you lost to earlier in the season. Game away.
Here's a good opportunity and finally put down. Good setup and spike to Cheyenne Cummins, or excuse me, that was Cheyenne Hutchinson, the junior. Make it 6-2. Chargers will get the serve back. Want to make sure the rotation is correct as Cummins is out, and in to serve is Adelaide Sturton, the sophomore. She'll set up middle of the floor. 6-2 Rams here, set two. They won the opening set 25-12. Middle of the net. The set went the wrong way, but now Sturton. Here's the set. Another bad opportunity or another bad setup there for the Chargers. They were trying to set up Hutchinson just right dead front and center, but it is not where she wanted it to be, and it's now 7-2 Rams.
Yeah, Tiffin Lanter, the freshman, just not putting it where, again, as you mentioned, where she wanted to go.
I'm on the serve. Chargers push it. There's the set. There's the spike. The deflection earns the Chargers the point. Twice we have seen that. Nicely played by Bobby Becker. 7-3. Must win here for the Chargers in set two.
That was a really great kill there by Kirsten Smith off the left side, going right against the grain there on the kill shot.
Kirsten Smith staying a little strong there on her serve, so that past the line makes it 8-3 Rams. We have alternated the last six after the Rams scored the first five here in set two. Good serve across by Callie Rush. Chargers get it middle of the floor. Sturton just has to get it over, and she sent it too long. Another unforced. And it's now 9-3 in favor of the home team Rams.
And those are always the hardest hits to make. You know, there for Sturton behind that 10-foot line trying to send that one back.
Smith with the dig. Here's the set. Becker the spike, and it goes into the net. The bump and set is there and has been all night for the Chargers, but the spike in the last part of it, the most important part of it, has not been there. 10-3 Rams. Now the Chargers scrambling a little bit. Good setup for Hutchinson. And she goes into the net, and another point down for the Rams. Well, the front line doing a good job. Hattie Miller, a sophomore, kind of in charge at that point. And a timeout for Horton. Rightfully so. They're down 11-3 to P. Ridge here in set number two. It's high school volleyball, and we're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, each team with an early point quickly out of the timeout. It is 12-4 in favor of Pleasant Ridge. Five consecutive points for the Rams shut down there. As the Chargers just trying to find a little bit of juice here. They lost the opening set 25-12 and now down 12-4 here in set two. They got the serve. Haim with an incredible diving dig to keep it alive. And Olivia Bell had an opportunity front left portion of the net, and she put it into the net. The Chargers get that point.
Again, this is really surprising. This is a Horton team that is, 8-1 in this Northeast Kansas League. A team that returns a lot of great players from last season. They have 2-0 spot in straight sets. Both the teams tonight, earlier on this season against Pleasant Ridge and Mar Hill, it's just really surprising here.
Battle with the net, covers up, put it down, and we get a stoppage. Boy, it's always hard to tell when you get the JV nets and court right next to it. Sometimes the whistles are a little confusing, but a stoppage there. They blew a violation against the Rams. So three consecutive points now for the Chargers. They're right now at least cut it in half. It's 12-6. Now we're starting with the serve, and it's an ace. Took a lot of heat behind that one. Bailey Abbott couldn't get the hands. Deflected out of play, and it's now 12-7.
Yeah, and that's Horton's first ace tonight. They've had three service errors before they're getting their first ace. So, again, a good chance to rip off some good serves behind the service line.
Now let's start in the junior, continuing to serve it. The libero in the white uniform top. Rams get a good setup here to Abbott. Her spike into the net. 12-8. The longest run here for the Chargers tonight. Five consecutive points and a timeout on the floor. Go ahead and keep it right here. Again, alongside Crendon Prophets, at Tollefson, Brandon Tadman with you. P. Ridge, a 25-12 set one win. And right now the Chargers, a little momentum after being down 12-3. They're within 12-8 and forcing the Rams to call their first timeout.
I'll tell you what, it's a really great timeout here by Pleasant Ridge. Try to get things back together because now they're doing what Horton has been doing really this entire game, and that's hit it into the net, not communicating well in the back row. So again, they're just trying to get that fixed real quick so they can maintain this big lead. As I mentioned, Horton, a team that has been dominating this entire Northeast Kansas League so far this season. They have 2-0'd Pleasant Ridge earlier in the season and Mar Hill Mount Academy. This is a Horton team that's not playing up to the level that they are used to, and they can quickly get back to it.
All right, so here we go out of the timeout. Chargers and a stoppage of play. And the second time, Crendon, this set, I think a rotational issue there for the Chargers, giving the Rams a freebie.
Yeah, and we're way past the halfway point of the season. That's something that, again, probably should have already been addressed and fixed up, but hopefully here as Horton moves on through this night and before regional, they can clean that up. Because, again, two times, getting that called against you, just something you don't want.
Talk about Horton having just one loss in league play right now. Everyone's looking up at Jefferson County North. They only have one loss this season. State-ranked team in 2A. They are undefeated in league play. If the Rams went out, or I should say if the Chargers of JCN went out, they will be the league champs here in 2025. 13-9 is our score. Chargers have the serve. Near side to far side, the freshman in Lanter. Covers up Becker and Cummins on the front line. Also on the floor, Kirsten Smith, the sophomore for the Chargers. Once again, we got a stoppage of play. The official blows the whistle, and we are ready to go. Haim on the dig, middle front. Now they set it up right there. There's the spike, and then it was Sturton who tried to adjust her hands at the last second. Not quite sure. It came in about shoulder high. And a point put down by either Rush or Bell on that front line, but the Rams stopped that run a little bit. 14-9, they lead it. Sturton after the serve. They set it up for Cummins, but not much behind it. Popped up into the air by Bryan. Now Lance had a crack at it. Covers up with a nice block. Now on the side of the Chargers. And look, tapped into the air. Rams reset, middle of the floor. Leaning back, third try. Lance gets it across. Sturton, middle of the floor. Lanter covers up the spike. Not much behind it. And Miller sets it up for Lance. Another dig by Sturton. Another good rally here. 14-9 here in set two. Make it 14-10. Finally, from that back line. Good hit by the Chargers up front. And batted around a little bit before hitting the hardwood, and it's 14-10. A must-win here for the Chargers. They lost the first set to Pea Ridge, 25-12. We've had multiple confusions between the officials and the scorers table here already. Another quick stoppage of play. It's showing 14-9 on the scoreboard. But if that point goes to the Chargers, like it appeared, it'd be 14-10.
Again, Horton doing a great job just kind of working this second set slowly back towards them at one point, being down pretty much at large 12-4 there. But again, just keeping it working back in your favor. Keep setting up your big players in Hutchison and Smith, as well as Bobby Becker. You know, eventually they're going to start racking up some of those kills.
So we are still having a conversation with the officials and the scores table. Scoreboard still showing 14-9. Both teams kind of taking a free timeout. Both teams have used one timeout. Now we're just hanging out right now. The score has changed. It does show 14-10 now.
Yeah, again, not sure really what they're conversing about. But, man, this has been a very competitive set match between these two teams.
Remember, P. Ridge got out to a 5-0 lead here in the second set. They built it to 12-3. Chargers have chipped away. It's 14-10 Rams. And finally, after all of that confusion, we are right back to it. And Bobby Becker's serve goes right into the net to give the Rams now a 15-10 lead. It's got to be frustrating as a player there. You got momentum, you're ready to go, and then just a unexpected stoppage of play. Here's Abbott on the serve, and she goes into the net. Back-to-back service errors, makes it 15-11, and Horton gets the serve right back.
Well, again, you mentioned it, you get a right back, a chance to really put yourselves back into this. Also here for Horton, coming back onto the floor is Cheyenne Hutchison, so expect Horton to get more aggressive up front there.
Covers up with the serve, popped up into the air by Isabella Bryan. Now they set it up for Lance into the back left corner. Two Chargers went diving for it. Good thing they didn't collide. Becker and covers up kind of collided there, and Bobby Becker a little shaken up. 16-11, the Rams lead. We have alternated now the last 8 points. Four to each side. It's 16-11 Rams. Sub in on the front line. That's Olivia Bell. And back to serve is Lilia Bell, her older sister. Serves it, dips down, dug up into the air by Smith. Smith gets it right back, and she buries one down. Maybe the best kill we have seen by this Horton front line. It goes to the sophomore, Kirsten Smith, and it's 16-12.
Well, and again, that's probably something that Horton's a little more familiar to, getting a great set up and also a terrific spike there to follow. Just as I mentioned throughout this game, it's just been a lot of mistakes here, but they're cleaning it up.
A 4-point Rams lead here in the second set. Chargers needed to force a third, and Sturton just came in to serve. That was Adelaide Sturton. Rams get it back over on a free ball. Here's the setup, and Hutchison had to adjust, and she still got it on the line for the point. Thought she might have airmailed it. Her reaction kind of showed that, but had enough dip at the end. 16-13. Once again, the Chargers chipping away. Adelaide Sturton, another serve. Clips off the top of the net. Rams played that adjustment, and they get it back over on the spike. Now the Chargers struggle, and sent back across by Ellis Sturton, and now a stoppage of play. JV ball came running through. So we replay the point at 16-13.
That's really unfortunate for the Pleasant Ridge side, because they were just about to get a free ball, and when you get a free ball on your side, you get a great chance to set yourself up for a mighty kill shot.
Another serve here by Adelaide Sturton. Bumped up by Heim. Now, the setup wasn't good, but the Rams get it back across. Now, here's a good look for Horton, and that one is buried by Kirsten Smith. 16-14, Rams want to talk it over. Here come the Chargers. We'll step aside for a tight 30. We're back right after this.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a stop play. Chargers earning the point. 18-16. They're back to within two. Brendan Prophet, Brandon Stabman, Seth Ellison with you here at Pleasant Ridge High School. Rams, the opening set victory, pretty dominant fashion, 25-12. But now Chargers down two here in set. Do much win. 18-16. Here's a setup for Olivia Bell, and it's put down, but into the net it goes. So 18-17, the Chargers are moving.
I tell you what, this is a Chargers team. As I've mentioned, they're a great team. They're 8-1 in the league. It's a team you don't want to stick around. If they can take this set number two, it's going to be dangerous here for Pleasant Ridge.
Three ball sent across, pushed over by Lilia Bell. Now the Chargers, again, the momentum, have some juice in their step. What a dig by Olivia Bell to keep that alive for the Rams. Now playing it off the net. On the knees, Hutchinson got it back across, middle of the floor, the set by Hattie Miller, or the spike by Hattie Miller, I should say, put down. Boy, the Chargers looked like they were going to have a point there to tie it up. Instead, Hattie Miller makes it 19-17 Rams.
Yeah, again, these points aren't given. They're earned here for Pleasant Ridge, and you just want to keep going right at it. It was a great kill put down by Miller.
Jaden Klepp's out. Bailey Abbott back in on that front line for the Rams. They lead it by two. Battle at the net. And a stoppage they call Pleasant Ridge on the net. Their coaching staff not pleased with that call. And the Chargers back to within one. It's 19-18. And the score has not been updated. There it goes. 19-18. So the Chargers didn't have to have this set. They're right back in this thing. And now miscommunication between Abbott and Bell. They were both there. They both stepped back. One or the other was going to take that one. They did not, and now we're tied at 19-19.
Yeah, now it's, again, you're starting to see a flip-flop here. It's Horton that has been meshing really well here in the second set. It's been out of control here for the Rams.
And now it's an eight for the Chargers. All the momentum is on their side. They have taken the lead at 20-19. They have not seen a lead in quite some time. You got to go back to that opening set. So 20-19, another. The Rams are just having all sorts of issues, but somehow Salvage getting it across. Covers up, gets a good look. The Rams defended that one well. Now Rush taps it over. Good job by Bell, and down it goes for the Rams' point. We're tied at 20.
Yeah, if you're Pleasant Ridge, just don't get ahead of yourself. when you get those free balls sent over, take your time, be patient, get those setups for your outside hitters so that way they can do the rest of your work for you.
So a 20-20 tie here in this second set. Chargers need it to force a winner-take-all set number three. The serve is right now for Isabella Bryan. Nearly got an ace. Chargers got it back to covers up, and that one is in there. The Rams thought it was long. It was not. Covers up kept it inside the line. And the Chargers back in front, 21-20. They have to serve.
That was a great kill by covers up. Her first of the match. Elevated herself really well. A couple of inches there in front of that 10-foot line and put it down on the rope.
So the freshman and Lantern back for a big-time serve opportunity. She gets it over. Heim is there. That's it, front of the net, and now just having to push it across was Maggie Lance. Chargers now, middle of the floor for covers up, and she does it again. Back left corner, Horton by two.
Yeah, back-to-back kills here for covers up. I mentioned their first kills of this match. Horton starting to get some different players up there in that rotation, and man, they are feeling pretty confident here.
Here's Heim. Puts it to the front. Good set. Five, down it goes. Hattie Miller was set up nicely. 22-21.
Tell you what, this is going to be a big serve here for Miller.
It is Hattie Miller, the sophomore, to serve. Just earned the kill. Got the serve over. Rams down by one late in this second set. Chargers trying to force a third. Good dig. Chargers on a third. Have to get it over. They do. Here's Sturton. Up front to Cummins. Her spike, and down it goes. Callie Rush didn't get her hands under it quite in time. And it's 23-21 Horton.
I tell you what, you won't get an easier ball to play for yourself than what was just sent over from Horton. Unfortunately, Pleasant Ridge, they've just been really scrambled here in this second set.
The serving has been quality. It was another near ace, but Heim scrambled to get it in the air, and then Maggie Lance got it back over. But they want covers up again, and she tried the little tapper. This time the Rams were prepared for it. Lance with two hands, and down it goes. Chargers tried to play it from back right to about the middle of the floor, but nobody was there, and it's 23-22. Charger lead is one. A must-win set here for Horton. And the serve by Abbott dips down to Sturton. She digs it up. Now the set up front left. Defended well, and the Rams block it down. Callie Rush, the sophomore, ties it at 23.
Yeah, that's her second block of this set. She's also got two kills, and that's a timeout taken with 23. Oh, man, this has been a good one.
For right here, 23-23 tie set number two. Can one of these two teams rattle off back-to-back points and end this thing? Or at least this set, I should say. P. Ridge trying to go for the sweep, but... And early on in this second set, KP, it certainly looked like the Rams were on their way. They scored the first five and then got out to a 12-3 lead. And then the Chargers went on a run. They slowly kept chipping away and ultimately took their first lead at 20-19. And they got it up to 22-20. Now we sit at 23-all.
Yeah, it's about not getting in your own way. And again, Pleasant Ridge, they kind of got in their own way, but they're in a chance here, tied 23-all.
There's the serve by Abbott. P. Ridge going for the sweep. Chargers get a good look. It's blocked down again by Callie Rush. Back-to-back blocks. And points for Rush, and now it is match point just like that for P. Ridge. They have scored the last three.
It'd be the first time beating Horton this season.
The Rams, they get this point. They'll get their record back to 500. The important serve by Bailey Abbott. Match point. Dips down to Sturton. They set it up middle of the floor for Cummins, and it's long, and P. Ridge rallies for the win. They score the final four and win it 25-23, and the Rams with the victory at 9-9. We step aside, a sweep by P. Ridge, 25-12 and 25-23. We got more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.